book summary subscription breaks out. Hey friends, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau, your host here. In this segment, it is our first $1,000 segment. Comes out every week. We get to hear how a side hustler made their first $1,000. How did they go from idea to income? Specifically, we're going to hear today how one side hustler launched a paid weekly book summary subscription. He combined AI tools with personal commentary to stand out in a crowded space. Now, this space, the book summary space, I'll have to kind of share my bias here. I'm not a huge fan of it as an author. I believe in writing books, and I think it's hard to sometimes distill. There are these services that take, you know, 300-page books and give you like a three-minute summary and say, hey, now you understand everything from the book, when obviously that's not the case. I mean, you can learn a little bit about the concept, just like if you read the flap copy, which is what's on the back of the book or the inside cover of a book jacket. But of course, there's so much more to it. We're going to avoid that whole debate, though. I'm just noting it because here on the podcast, I want to give you lots of different ideas, lots of different stories of projects and people doing different things. Doesn't always have to be my thing or something I love. And there are lots of companies offering these book summaries. So it's definitely a category. And this guy's like, I want to enter the space. How do I do it? So let's hear the story from him. He's going to explain exactly how he did it and how it's worked out so far for him. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
My story is probably different from many of yours because I didn't set out to start a book summary business because I loved reading. Honestly, I just wanted to test a scalable product idea. The big book summary platforms I found were impressive, but they were also pretty generic. I figured I could offer something smaller, scrappier, and more personal. One well-curated summary a week, delivered by email for busy professionals who wanted to stay sharp but didn't have the time to read full books. I set up a Substack newsletter and priced it simply. $7 a month or $50 a year. My hook wasn't just I summarize books, it was I filter out the fluff, pull out what actually matters, and tell you why it's useful. Or sometimes why it's overrated. To start, I focused on buzzy nonfiction, Atomic Habits, The Psychology of Money, and Minimalista. I'd run the book through ChatGPT or Claude to get a rough draft summary, but honestly, that only got me halfway. The AI outputs were clunky and missed important nuances. So I'd spend at least 2 to 3 hours per book editing, adding commentary, and injecting personality. Marketing was scrappy. I posted sample summaries on LinkedIn, especially in productivity and leadership groups and hashtags. I offered a 2-week free trial to early subscribers, and I also cold DM'd people I knew who loved personal development books, asking if they'd test it and share feedback. The first month, I got 42 subscribers, bringing in just under $300 a month in revenue, but by month 3, thanks to word of mouth and a couple of mentions in small newsletters, I crossed 150 subscribers and hit my first $1,000 total revenue. My costs were low. Substack's cut, Stripe processing fees, and maybe $20 a month on Canva templates and stock visuals. My real investment was time, about 5 to 6 hours per week to select books, prep summaries, and schedule emails. One surprising challenge was retention. A few people dropped off after 1 or 2 months, saying they wanted more summaries, not just one a week. So I added occasional bonus digests, like a roundup of 3 old classics in 1 issue. And that small change boosted retention by about 20%. By month 6, I was earning around $1,400 a month. Not huge, but it felt steady and scalable. What I learned is this. People don't just pay for information, they pay for trust. They could have asked ChatGPT for a summary themselves, but they paid me to sift through it, highlight the insights, and deliver something reliable with a human touch. For me, the first $1,000 wasn't just a revenue milestone, it was proof that even in a crowded market, there's room for small, personal brands, especially when you combine the speed of AI with actual human insight. Thanks for letting me share my story.
Well, there's no doubt things are changing a lot with AI. Our caller mentioned ChatGPT or other language models. Obviously, you can go to one of these tools and ask it for a book summary of any book, right? Of any concept, of anything you want to learn about. And that's helpful in lots of ways. So people are also subscribing to these services. And, you know, whether it's a replacement for books or not, of course, I would argue that it's not. But there is a market for it, especially perhaps among business leaders, you know, the LinkedIn kind of crowd. So that's how this guy's been able to do it. Like I said, I like to highlight a lot of different projects here, just kind of present them to you so you can be thinking about your own ideas for what you might do next. And that's always my hope, that you go away feeling inspired, motivated, perhaps nudged in some way to take action on a goal that is important to you. Going to sign off for now, but of course, new episodes drop every day. The complete archive is available for free download on the website, sidehustleschool.com. And you can subscribe or follow wherever you get your shows. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.